having success moving the ball, and then all of a sudden the second half nothing to do.
Man, I don't really know. It's just some things you really can't answer. You know, it just seemed like it just fell apart in the second half. And I guess when you put a lot of hard work in throughout the week like we did, and it was a really a hard working week, it's very disappointing to come out and, you know, play a good first half and then come out and lay it down the second half. So it's very disappointing, you know, from my perspective. You know, I just got to do a little bit better. I mean, you know, the team relied on me to throw me the ball, and, you know, I just didn't really make the plays in the second half, man, so it's just something that really hurts. But, you know, the good thing about it is, you know, we go to work on Monday, so we got a team next week in Buffalo, so hopefully we can bounce back.
What happened on the two interceptions? So the one first long one down the road?
Well, I think the first one was just a miscommunication. The second was just a good play, you know, and, you know, things happen, man. I mean, those guys get paid, too, and, you know, they got a scheme, they got coaches, they have players, so... You know, the good thing about that is just, you know, like I said, man, we just get to come out here next week and try to make up for this game, and, you know, just go back, get back to work tomorrow.
Did the one change the way you guys
facing Revis and facing Cromartie today?
I'm sorry, what
were some of the differences between facing Revis and
Wow, that's definitely a big difference. You know, I don't want to, you know, tip my hand, but it is a big difference. You know, I got to just commend him. You know, Revis, I guess, was a little banged up, and, you know, Cromartie came in and held his own, you know, held his ground. So, you know, it's just something that, you know, as a wide receiver, just go back to the drawing board and keep working. You know, they had a good game plan. They executed it right. They executed better than we did, and they won the game. So we just, you know, got to put it back on, get back to the drawing board and just, you know, work, take another week.
Can you talk about the one underneath?
Nah. Just everyday work. I don't know. I don't know. I really ain't got nothing to really say. It was just making a play.
Did you notice anything in the coverage
today? I really didn't care. You know, my job is really go out here and you know, move the ball and score touchdowns, and I don't think I did a good job of that today. So regardless of, you know, the touchdown, the one-handed catch, you know, my teammates commended me on it, but, you know, we didn't win the game. So, like I said, I didn't really, you know, care too much about it. We lost the game.
Did you sense that Revis was on this
coverage? No, I really couldn't tell. He hit it very well. You know, Revis is a good player. You know, I'm not taking anything from him. You know, Cromartie is a good player. I'm not taking anything from him. And, you know, they got a good scheme. They're well coached. A little cocky and arrogant at times, but, you know, you really got to be on the team if they come in and talk the talk and walk the walk and then go out here and prove it on Sunday. So, like I said, man, we just get back to the drawing board, you know, start tomorrow and get ready for Buffalo.
Is there any way to stop the way that change happens, the way the mood changed, the mood of both teams changed where you guys were up higher and then all of a sudden you were just lower?
Man, it's just being able to handle adversity. And, you know, I think the Jets handled adversity the right way, and we handled it the wrong way. So, you know, like I say, man, it's a team sport. You know, you win, you take the wins and the losses with the losses. And this one hurts. You know, this was a very hard-working week for us. You know, very, very hard. Probably one of the hardest weeks I've ever had in my 13 years. So, you know, we had a lot of expectations coming into this game to come out of here with a victory, and we end up coming out with a loss. So, that's what hurts, and like I said, man, we get back to the drawing board and, you know, hopefully just take our frustration out on each other during the week and see how the ball rolls against Buffalo.
How discouraging is it that this seems a little bit like an extension of last year where you get up early and you have success and then the second half things kind of sputter?
It, you know, each year is different. Each game is different. It's each, you know, situation of the game may be different. So, you know, it's hard to tell what's going to happen. But when things happen, you know, it's really, you know, what team can handle it, you know, adversity the best. And, you know, like I said, man, we came out and played a good first half, but this game is based on 60 minutes, four quarters of football, and we didn't put it together today.
What were your thoughts when Revis came out of the game?
I don't really know. He came out of the game until second or third play of our series in the second half. I really didn't pay no attention to it. But, you know, this game, a lot of people – you know, put this game hype on, you know, me and Revis. And, you know, there's 10 other guys out there with me, and there's 10 other guys out there with him. So in order for me to be successful, in order for Revis to be successful, all 11 guys have to be working together. So, you know, like I said, man, we just didn't work together in critical situations. So that's what a good week of work does. And hopefully, you know, we're just going to take this week and hopefully just take it to the field against Buffalo.
Randy, they made some big adjustments in the second half. What did they do differently in the second half? It seems like they made some adjustments in the game.
Just will and determination. It's really, they did the same thing. You know, the schemes, you know, they blitzed us, they manned us, they zoned us. They kept doing the same things, but I think that it just showed that they wanted more. I mean, simple as that. I mean, I'm not sitting up here making excuses. They just wanted it more. The plays they made them in the second half. We didn't make them in the second half, man. So, you know, I just got to get back to working, and hopefully next week I can make those plays when, you know, they call my number. Thanks.
Thank you.